And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Well, the sale of champions last night at the Illinois State Fairgrounds went really, really well. It was an amazing year for the governor's sale of champions, as the auction of prize-winning Illinois State Fair junior livestock went on record with 7 new highs made. With the encouragement from Governor Pat Quinn and Ag Director Bob Flyder, $222,650 was raised for the youngsters who exhibited those animals, as well as for the state's 4-H and FFA youth education programs. The two persuaded buyers to pay record-breaking prices for the Land of Lincoln meat goat, the Grand Champion meat goat, the Land of Lincoln weather, the Land of Lincoln barrel, the Grand Champion barrel, and the Land of Lincoln steer, along with the Grand Champion steer. In addition, the Land of Lincoln Supreme Champion female print tied its record sales price as well. You can find all those details, I'm sure, on the Illinois State Fair website. Just search Google for Illinois State Fair. The governor's sale last night at the State Fair smashed the records again, $222,650. Let's check some other things that have been happening. The national average basis for corn, according to DTN, now at $1.01 over the September futures contract. The national corn index was down 16 cents at $5.56 a bushel. And the national average basis for soybeans was down 2 cents at 94 cents over the November futures contract. And while the DTN National Soybean Index was up a penny at $13.22, the national average basis for the hard red winter wheat down a penny at 17 cents under the September contract. The hard red winter wheat index down 4 cents. It finished at $6.80.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
A tropical disturbance in the Caribbean Sea will continue to work its way closer to the U.S. coast, and it's likely to have a big influence on the U.S. Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states as we go from Friday into Sunday and possibly Monday. The system is moving very quickly, and it is expected to make landfall further to the west than previously suggested, maybe somewhere between New Orleans and the northwest corner of Florida. As the storm system comes inland, it will have a chance to intensify rather significantly during the day Thursday into early Friday as the system moves from near the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico to the U.S. coast. During that period of time, the storm system could evolve and become a tropical storm, or maybe even a weak hurricane, but it'll have to be closely monitored. Right now, today, it's only a tropical wave and continues to become better organized as it moves closer to the northwestern part of the Caribbean Sea. The storm promises to produce some heavy rainfall along the central U.S. Gulf Coast, where anywhere from 4 to 10 inches of rain may fall, and the remnants of this system may end up coming up through the Tennessee River Basin to parts of the Ohio River Basin. That means that many areas in southern Illinois, southern and central Indiana, and parts of Ohio southward into Kentucky may well see some rain from this event during the weekend. That's the biggest part of the forecast that has changed today versus that of yesterday. Yesterday, it looked like we would have relatively quiet weather in the Midwest for a big part of the next several days because the tropical event was supposed to be focused more on the southeastern corner of the country. Now that it comes up closer to our region, we'll likely see at least a little bit of rain across the eastern parts of the region. I don't expect heavy amounts, but maybe a half inch to an inch and a half might occur over the course of the weekend, but it all comes down to exactly where the storm system comes inland and how far north it will go before it dissipates or before it turns off to the east. A close monitoring of the system is certainly warranted. In the western Corn Belt, because of the storm system's change in movement, we will see drier conditions in the western areas. Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas will have a chance for some rain and thunderstorms as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The thunderstorms could produce a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, with some local totals getting up in the 1 to 1.5 inch range. Almost all of the better rains, though, will likely be focused on portions of Nebraska and Kansas. There's a slight chance that a few counties in Iowa will see some of the moderate rainfall, but we don't expect it to be widespread, and it should be mostly focused on the west central and interior southwest parts of the state. Most other western Corn Belt locations will be dry for a while here. We don't expect to see much other precipitation from Missouri to Wisconsin. Even portions of Minnesota will see relatively quiet conditions. The other part of the forecast that's changed today is that the temperatures are going to warm a little bit more notably as we move forward through the weekend and into next week. A high-pressure ridge will attempt to develop across the Midwest, but with all the feedback moisture from our soil and recent past rain events, it'll be difficult for a strong ridge to form. So a lot of instability showers will likely show up across the region next week, and temperatures will work their way back into the 80s and perhaps some lower and middle 90s. The warmest weather will be in the western Corn Belt, and we'll likely see the low temperatures at night warm from the 50s and 60s late this week and into the weekend to 60s and some 70-degree readings possible for a little while next week. The outlook does continue to keep us warm through at least the end of next week and into the following weekend, but perhaps some cooling will occur as we finish out the month of August. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weekly weather forecast.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Here's the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. Corn futures are up 5¾ cents at $4.61 in the September, December at $4.50 and a half, up 3¼, in the March at $4.63 and a quarter, 2½ cents higher. August soybeans at $13.76, up 16¼. September a penny and 3/4 higher at $12.59 and a half. The January at $12.34 and a half, up 2 cents for the day. Bean meal futures down $1.50 in the nearby August. The September up $2.50. September bean oil 25 cents lower. Live cattle futures at $124.20, up 30. In the August, the October at $128.37 and a half, up 30. And the September feeder cattle at $157.90, up 20 cents. Lean hogs in the October at $87.55 are $1 and a nickel higher for the day. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers is Chuck Shelby. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Chuck.
Good morning, Todd. Beautiful weather we're having out there.
It's great weather, and I'll get to see you tonight. Should be a fantastic evening for our Will Ag panel up at the Watsika First Trust and Savings Bank. We start at 6 o'clock. I think Jordan Herlin will not mind if people just show up then. That'll be after the meal. You, along with Jackie Vakes and Steve Freed, will be on our panel. We'll take up yesterday's crop production numbers and the WASDE figures and what the crop looks like and what kinds of things will you tell the folks?
A lot of things to talk about, a lot of information. I guess the thing we're looking at here and the market's honed in on is what is the yield. And we've done a lot of traveling in the last couple weeks here in the eastern Corn Belt anyway, and I think there's some, you know, really great crops out there, and there's some crops that are struggling. So to come up with that number is kind of a difficult task. One thing for sure, we got a lot better crop than last year. I think what the market's trying to evaluate and what farmers are, you know, trying to figure out is, you know, what value and where do the end users come in and buy? Where do world buyers think the value? And certainly the weather in the next 30, 40 days with a later planted crop, there's still an impact to be had on beans particularly, but corn still could have an impact too. Some of us still need some more rain to finish off the crop.
USDA NASS Monday said that the crop looked pretty much the same across the Corn Belt, at least in bushels per acre. I suspect that's a lot of variability from one spot to the other. Do you think they're right?
I think it's the best educated guess we could have right now. I know when you look up in some of those northern areas of really late planted crops and struggling in Iowa and parts of Minnesota, you have a different attitude if you're up there than if you're in the eastern Corn Belt. You know, kind of our view is when you look back at a cool growing season with some decent moisture around, corn tends to do pretty well and can make some amazing recoveries. I think one thing the USDA struggles with is, you know, what an acreage, 97 million. Is that really what's out there? So by lowering the yield a bit, they may account for some of those zeros out there or some of those fields that have problems out there. So I don't think they're too far off on the yield. Bottom line, I guess, as we go forward is early frost would change things. We certainly have had a cool summer. In September, do we get an early frost? And that's a big yield impactor, particularly for beans, and would hurt some of that northern corn. So that number could still be reduced, but we don't know. The next 30-day forecast is very important.
Yeah, it really all comes down to what's left in the bin when we get to the end of the marketing year in the fall of 2014, doesn't it?
And I think the upcoming quarterly grain stocks in September is going to be very interesting. And one thing we know, I mean, it's not going to be an early harvest, and end users are going to be down to the bottom of the barrel as we go into that early October time window, and there should be some good premiums or basis plays out there, something to watch for producers who may have some corn they could get out there and harvest, and they should get some extra premium.
Looking forward to seeing you this evening in Wauseka.
Very good, Todd. We'll look forward to it, too. Always a good event over there.
Yep. Chuck Shelby is with Risk Management Commodities. He's in Lafayette, Indiana. We'll be with us in Wauseka tonight. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.